Bonjour, I am Sandrine, the founder and leader of the Golden Age Spiritual Ministry. Together, we learn about the embodiment of our multidimensionality so we can reclaim our full sovereignty in this beautiful reality. My High Council and I are happy to welcome you into our movement of spiritual revolution. Thank you for subscribing to this podcast. If you like this podcast, please share it so you can uplift humanity. Welcome everyone to this episode of Quantum Awakening Wave. I'm so happy to join you today. And this is being broadcasted live, but I know that many of you will also catch up on the replay as well as on my podcast. So thank you so much for listening to this transmission. I'm really happy and I'm looking forward to sharing the codes that are flowing through me today. As you know, that this transmission is entirely channeled. So I work in co-creation with my own multidimensional soul, as well as my High Council and more beings of the light. So the way I do it is that I channel my own cell, my own infinite intelligence. And I'm sharing this with you because you also have that ability. As we often identify with our current human incarnation, all that we can see is our imperfections. It's all this area of work that we need to be doing on ourselves to become good enough, to become someone that deserves to ascend, someone that deserves to have abundance, deserves to have the job, the money, the love of her life or his life, and so on. But as we open up our consciousness, we start realizing that the being that we are here right now, you know, in this human body of ours, is actually only one projection of our multidimensional network. So when we start connecting with our oversoul network and our multidimensionality, it means that we can perceive ourselves completely differently. And it gives us the space needed to allow our human, our current incarnation to evolve in its own rhythm. But because we do that, we also realize that when we are the angelic presence behind our human can therefore enter a pathway of accelerated evolution. We can also learn to connect to other lives that our multidimensional network is having in other realities. For example, you might know that I trans-channel the Arcturians. Actually, I don't really trans-channel another being that comes in my body as much as I switch the frequency that I'm connecting with, which is an Arcturian, a part of my oversoul network, and therefore I become that. So I still keep my human body, but I speak from the voice, with the voice, and therefore the wisdom and the knowledge of the Arcturian frequency that I am in another dimension. And I have so many more amazing, badass, multidimensional experiences in other realms of realities. It gives me the ability to share at a very high level, but also to coach and mentor people in the different programs that I facilitate. So this is a little bit how I create Quantum Awakening Wave, actually. Sorry, my dog is... a bit stressed out. Gotcha. It's okay. Look, we are live now. So you need to be calm. And if you're not calm, I will lock you outside in another room. Okay. Shh. Joy is a little Atlantean wolf. As in a past lives, I went back to Atlantis. I've had many, many lives in Atlantis. And I actually just posted about it on my social. And in some lives, I was a human. But in some lives, I was also an Arcturian or other aliens in Atlantis teaching humans about certain things. And in that life, I went out into the wilderness with a bunch of humans to meet the great wolves of the that were living in the mountains, in the snow. And we met the wolves and we connected with them, and we asked them if they could carry the codes of freedom for humanity, and they said yes. And like this process was just so amazing. So I've got this entire story I could share one day, but basically some dogs have now been reactivated in remembering freedom codes and in radiating that from their little bodies or their big bodies, depending on the size of the dog, to help not only them but also all of our species and especially humans to reactivate greater levels of freedom. So this is why I call my Joey my little Atlantean wolf. I also have a cat who's very much like Bastet, the ancient Egyptian goddess, who's actually just started mentoring me from yesterday. Check out my Instagram. I share about that dream. It's amazing, the golden city of Atlantis. Thank you very much. Thank you very much for commenting that Joey is a cute doggy. He's a cute doggy indeed. Joey, as long as it's quiet. Anyway, let's all gather together here in this space by closing our eyes and just taking three deep breaths. I would love to invite you to exhale deeply. Then start inhaling slowly. And then take a little bit more air in on top of the lungs. Pause on top of the inhale. Then open your mouth and exhale again. Two more times like this. Inhale. And exhale. And one more time. Inhale. Inhale. Pause. And exhale. Go back to your natural breath. Open your eyes. Have some water if you have some. And let's start today's transmission. As you might know, I have recently downloaded a new codex, and this new codex is really shifting me from inside out. And I'm really grateful for this platform here on YouTube as well as on my podcast, because it gives me an outlet where I can share what I'm receiving. And this is important to realize, because I know that many of you out there, you are missioned souls. You are here with specific codexes to be shared with humanity. You are here to step into higher leadership roles, to inspire others, to also tap into their unique potentials. If you don't do that, that's going to fry your nervous system. I can tell you, this is why we get anxious, stressed out, angry, frustrated, or sad or depressed. It's because, well, one of the reasons, and for mission soul that is very relevant, because there is no outlet to the power that we receive. And this power, all of these codexes that we receive, it might not be very clear what it is to start with, but we might just feel inspired. We might just want to just, you know, start speaking to other people about a dream, about what we are feeling. And as we start sharing, all of a sudden, more and more comes out. This is always how I receive codexes. And this is actually the quantum energetic, the architecture of receiving downloads. First, the frequency comes. It's like a huge block of frequency. Then we get activated into remembrance, because that is already inside of us. We are simply here to open ourselves up, to remember who we are, to reactivate who we are. And then when basically the volume has been turned on, our oversoul network has says that incarnation there on planet Earth is going to be switched on, more and more comes through us. Then if we don't let that out, we literally develop all sorts of problems with our physical, mental, and emotional bodies. So if you are inspired, if you know that you're a mission soul, if you know that you are here to serve during the ascension process, start doing it now. It's never going to be the right time. The right time is always now, because only the now exists. Start sharing, even if it's just a pen and paper for yourself, write things down. This is how I did with Fractal Dynamic System. When I started receiving that, it was just me in my lounge in my old small house there, you know, and I was just writing down pages and pages, days after days after days. And I would share with a few friends, but I could not comprehend the vastness of that body of work. But since I started teaching it, so much more is coming. And what I'm sharing with you today is part of that body of work. So you see, if you also want to channel your own codexes, if you want to serve others, do it. Start sharing. Write down. Speak to other people. Record videos. You can record yourself. You can record voice notes. Have an outlet. Okay? Hi, everyone. Thank you. Yes, type in the comment that you are here because I'm very happy to feel you here energetically as I channel live on YouTube. Thank you so much for being here. So this really specific codex that is a pillar of fractal dynamic system is trauma awakening codex. It's really how awakening can traumatize us, and many of us actually get traumatized. Oh, thank you, Catherine. Thank you for joining from North Carolina. This codex came a little bit as a surprise for me because, again, I have often shared that I don't really remember having like a what is happening, an awakening moment, you know? The awakening, I've always been awake. I was born awake. Joey, it's okay. Shh. I've always been awake. I was born, you know, and I was already connecting with star races, with ghosts and entities and all sorts of things. So I never really woke up to other realities, but I woke up to my own power. I woke up to the truth of my divinity because for most of my life, I was blinded to that. I was in the darkness of my current incarnation on planet Earth. And I used to say to my mom since I was a little child that Earth is hell and that we are all doomed. And that I am a horrible, horrible being if I'm here, because it means that I'm trapped in the wheels of lives. My mom was horrified. I used to say, I hate myself so much. And I can tell that it started when I was a child, during my whole teenage life. So yes, I might have been awoken to spirit guides and things like that, but I could not even receive the guidance of higher beings. Only sporadically, because I was not aware of my own light. I'm sorry, I'm just going to put my dog in another room because he's very agitated. I'll be right back.
No, Joey, no. You're going to go somewhere else? You've been very annoying.
My apologies, it's very energetic. So I love receiving this codex because it allows me to refine the connection that I have with this current incarnation. And this is really our purpose. One of our purposes in this life is to remember the truth of our divinity and to embody that. Because it is very easy, very normal to be traumatized, to be angry, to be all the things, right? But it is not normal to be free, to be abandoned, to be joyful when all of these horrible things are happening in the world. We shouldn't feel like that. It's indecent, not decent. So also, there is so much bonding in humanity that happens around trauma. And this is the theme of the day. The theme of the day is around connection with other people and how when we wake up to the truth of our own divinity and to what's going on in the world, we can often feel there is a huge mismatch with connection to other human beings that are present in our lives. And I would love to keep this interactive. So here, as we watch live and as well on the replay, please let me know how that relates with you. But like for me, that has happened, and it has happened to most of my students. It always comes up as a question. Sandrine, you know, I'm going through all of these massive spiritual experiences, and I have no one around me to talk to about that. Like, my family is nice, but no one gets it. My friends, same thing. They are nice, but no one gets it. And the other extent is like, I cannot stand anyone any longer. Like, literally, I cannot stand my husband. I cannot stand my family members and my friends. Like, they are so, like, They're so asleep. How can they wake up? I used to have a yoga studio and I love teaching yoga. But the amount of time that women would come to me and it was like, oh, you know, like I'm really working on dragging my husband here because he really needs it. And I was like, why are you doing that? And then next class, the husband would come along like, oh, well, I'm here. And just the energy, they would vibrate. They would hate the class. You could just feel it, just be far away in the distance, trying to be polite, like hating it. I was like, this is not the way to go. Please, if you're watching this, don't drag your husband to yoga. Okay? We are all free beings. We are not here to wake other people up. They wake up on their own. No one came to you with this huge rant about the meaning of life, and you're like, oh, great, thank you so much for having this rant about life. No, I'm awake. No, it came in much more subtle forms than that. And especially if you have close relationship, like the closer, the more challenging it is. Yes, yes, true that. I love that you can relate. Yes, absolutely. Thank you so much, Catherine. I have had to work hard to find a community. That's how I found you. Yay! The internet is difficult, but being able to connect over oceans is great. Thank you so much, Catherine. Thank you for sharing that. This is also why I started traveling, and I'm going to travel more because I want to be present in different parts of the world so I get a chance to meet my community in person. So last year, I was in Bali, India, Sedona, and Mexico, and next year, I'm going to continue traveling, and I'm going to return to some of these places and add some more. So hopefully we can catch up in person at some stage. I love this harmony. My significant other half does not get any of this. I know. Yes. Thank you so much for sharing that. Yes, I would love to come to Austin, Texas. Oh, I love it. The city of Stevie Ray Vaughan. I love blues. He's such a good musician. So today I want to share with you a few tips and tricks on how to handle that, and also the extreme trauma that some of us feel when it comes to awakening in relationship with other people. Judging others, judging the self is never the way to go. We already know that. So how can we go about continuing our evolution journey, spiritual journey, when no one around us gets it? It's exactly as Catherine shared. We need to actively search for our community. When we actively search for our community, such as the community of the Golden Age Spiritual Ministry, which is here on YouTube, but it is also on social media and in all of my programs that I run live, as well as online courses, people can meet one another and meet new people like this. When we meet more like-minded people, it is way easier to handle our family members and other friends that are not into spiritual things. It is very important to have a community that understands what you're going through, that you can share with, that you can bounce back ideas with, that you can receive from, because it will nourish you deeply, but you will also meet soul family, because it's a thing, you know, soul family. I have so many students from last year that I know my friends, and I hang out with many of them in Sedona last year. I just, you know, felt them in the field. I was going to Sedona. I was like, hey, who wants to come to Sedona and hang out with me for a week? We were the six of us, you know, in a big house, and we had such a great time attending the Kayara Dragon Heart Retreat and did so many more things together. So put yourself out there. There are many communities on Facebook as well. Many, many things are happening to help bring people together. Once you start meeting your community, it is way easier to have an outlet there so you can share there. So you don't feel like you need to bombard your husband or your friends with all of the spiritual awakening that you are going through, which will bore them and it will annoy them. They will not understand. So now, how to go about that? Because here, I really want to be honest with you. Like, to be honest, a lot of relationship we need to change. That's the only way, because you are changing, so your external reality will change accordingly. You are always the master of your reality, so you know what is the most aligned to you. It is very possible to keep friends and to keep a partner that are not spiritual when we are. It's entirely possible. It depends on the way they live their life, how open they are, if they can still listen to you at times, even if they don't care. You know, like you might listen to, I don't know, if you have a husband who loves American football or golf and you don't care about it, sometimes like, okay, what's happening there? Just listen. They know you don't care, but you do it out of love. It can be reciprocated, okay? So there might be room, you know, to keep connection with people that are not on a spiritual path. Because like I have some friends that are not at all spiritual, but I love them because they are amazing freaking human beings. They are always there for me. We've known each other for over 10 years. Like we've helped each other. They've seen me at my lowest at times. I've seen them at their lowest. And we also have a lot of fun together. We go out dancing. We have dinners with the kids. We go on for walks and so on. So I really value them and I love them because they know that I do all of these weird things, but they don't judge me. They always ask me, how is it going business-wise? They cheer me up for my success. I don't go into many details, but they are very happy as I am happy for them. I don't really relate to the work they do or things like that, but I'm just happy because they find their way. They are also on a journey to be happier. Many humans are. There are so many good humans out there that are not spiritual. We can be friends, you know. There's no limitation to the amount of love we can feel. But I want to be honest because a lot of relationships, they won't last. I have cleared my field of most of my relationship in the last 7 years. It could not work, you know, with my ex-husband either because I was going one direction, he was going in another direction. And we both agreed. It was a mutual decision that what excited me was he was actually hating it. So there was no room because he did not want me to speak about spirituality. He did not want me to do any spiritual work, any psychic work. He thought it was crazy that people would, you know, laugh at me. So he was like really, really against it. So there was no room for growth for me. And he wanted to go also do a lot of things and enjoy certain things in life that I was not interested in experiencing. So after a very clear-headed conversation, we both mutually agreed out of the love we still had for one another that our paths were growing apart. And now we have a lovely relationship as ex-husband and wives, and we co-parent our daughters to the best of our abilities. And it's okay. Like, again, we have no deep conversation. I find him very annoying at times, but he does as well for me. He finds me very annoying at times, and that's all good. Also, many friends were no longer aligned. And I have this natural ability to remove what does not align in my field. Like I do that. I have no attachment to possessions, to things from the past. So it's easy for me to do that. I know that depending on your own design, your natal chart, your human design and so on, it might be more challenging for you to let go of the past, of cut relationships that are no longer needed. So you might struggle more with that. But if that is the case, that is one of the lessons that you are learning on how to handle that graciously so you can feel safe and nurtured in your heart. You can also have your own back and you can raise your standards. So when we wake up, something that happens a lot is the judgment towards others. And I see that a lot in conscious communities. And it's a freaking plague. You know what? I'm going to say something that, as I say this, I'm just so shocked and so pissed off. I'm going to share it. During COVID here, with all the things we know that happened around vaxxed and unvaxxed, the conscious community, a big part of it in New Zealand, started calling themselves pure blood. Fucking pure blood. What the actual fuck? Excuse my language. I'm not apologizing, actually, because this type of behavior needs to be burned down instantly. Which is what I try to do on Facebook group, of course, typing vehemently on my little keyboard saying how outrageous that was. Now, wars and genocides have happened because of this labeling of people What the hell? What the actual hell? And some people, they still post that today. Needless to say, not my people. So here we can, and I'm sharing this with you because unfortunately, a lot of people that wake up, they develop this big ego of a know-it-all. It increases separation templates between us versus them. And then what happens is that the separation template becomes so big that the conscious community, the conscious people, want to ostracize themselves into these secluded, high-vibe communities. Thank you very much. No, I live in the heart of the city, amongst the ambulances, the nightlife over there. There is like a shelter for homeless people right there. And it is a very diverse community. And I love it. I am with the people, you know? I don't need to ostracize myself in a freaking tiny house community in the countryside to be high vibe, love and light, and let's create this amazing new earth together. That is fake. That is a fake. That is a rejection. That is separation. That is judgment. There is nothing about love and light. Okay, so here, they say, calm down, Sandrine. Of course, it depends on your intention. There are amazing people that are creating amazing communities that are really welcoming of everyone, like really heart-centered, that have really good intentions. I still would love to question everything behind it, but I understand the process. You know, I was once called as well to maybe do that, but it is definitely not for me. But here, I hope that you can understand there is a nuance. And I'm sharing this because I am not here to to be all fluffy. I'm here to denounce certain truth, to bring certain truth out to the surface, because this is part of the awakening process that can traumatize ourselves and also other people of saying, you're not good enough for me. You're so low vibe. Go away. Oh, when you're around me, like I'm such an empath. I need just to go and sage myself and wear all my crystal for 3 days in a row, not see anyone and just drink cacao and journal because, you know, I saw that really low vibe person. Really? Do you think you're that weak? Who do you think you are if you cannot even chat with a human being? You're weak. You're a victim. You have like zero protection. You have zero awareness of the truth of your own power and multidimensionality. We are here to be connected to other humans. There are no humans. And here I'm talking about like the general humans around us. I'm not talking about like rapists, the ones that create genocides and the wars. I'm talking about like the average, you know, supermarket 9-to-5 humans, okay? Do you know humans like that, that are really bad humans? Come on! And by the way, like the more we awake, the more empath we are going to become. It's because it is part of our nature. We cannot increase our frequencies and feel less. That is antagonist. That's the opposite. We open a vortex, we feel more. So of course we're going to feel more from other people. That's it. Increase in telepathy, increase heart field, increase consciousness. It's not anyone else's fault if we feel bad after an interaction with someone who's going through a hard journey. It is my responsibility. It is my own hygiene. Yes, after that, I might feel drained and exhausted. I will go take a shower. I will activate my power, my soul alignment. I will say I'm powerful beyond measure. I'm sending lots of light to that person. But also, this is not my role to carry that person on my back because I am not coded for that. I am not a therapist. I don't deal with suicidal person or like things like that. So that person, I will really tell that person to go see a professional because I don't give free coaching and free healing. I'm here to hold myself. So I myself have very strong boundaries. I don't have friends that are low vibes. I can talk to all the people around. It never affects me. Never. If I have a friend that's going through a hard time, I will be there for him or her. But generally speaking, they know how to handle them because I'm not here to coach them. Every time I have new people coming in my field, I can perceive leaky energy free coaching, you know, free mentoring, free channeling for me, just because, you know, I really need it. You're so good. Just an hour, just a walk with you, just a coffee. Like, no, no, thank you. I live in the capital city of New Zealand. I wish I could go to New York, though. New Zealand is tiny. It's a very small city. So it's like, it's different from other big cities in the world. I understand, because the pollution, there is no pollution here because the this constant wind, and also it's very small, you know. I can literally walk 10 minutes, I'm at the beach. I can walk 10 minutes, I'm at the bush. Parks everywhere, mountain ranges. It's beautiful. It's very, very pretty. I'm going to share this, Dana. Thank you. It's nice to see you here again, Dana. Yay. My higher self reminds me of my mission to help mankind when sometimes I feel frustrated that some are being stubborn to awaken. Yes, it is frustrating. Thank you so much for being honest about that. I have the same thing. And it happens when things get exacerbated in the collective. The masquerade that happened a few years ago with the lockdowns and the vax is like, come on. Just like, can't you see what's going on right now with separation, wars, atrocities being committed? It's so blatant what's going on, but not everyone sees that. And we can get frustrated. And again, that is okay to feel frustrated. I'm not here to tell you that you are not meant to be feeling any of this, you know? Definitely not. Like, remember, with the fractal dynamic system, we are here to feel everything that our human is feeling, but only we feel it by observing our human going through that. We do not identify with that. So my human feels very frustrated with the narrative that's happening in the world right now. My human is so frustrated because, like, everyone else around her, like, seems to be so complacent with these crazy things that are happening. Oh, what does my human need? Okay, my human needs just to go for a run because she has a lot of energy, or like to punch a bag, you know, all of that are a healthy outlet of frustration. Find healthy outlets of frustration. Sometimes I have big rants in the car. I find it very, very good in the car. I don't know why. It's like I do that when I'm alone. Sometimes I have big rants with a friend. I have a few friends that know me so well and I can hold their frequencies so well that if I really need to go there and have a big rant, I say, like, look, can you just have a bit of time for me and create space for me? I just have all of this kind of like frustration that really needs to let out. It's not towards you. It's not towards anyone, but it's just like a pending energy in my field. And I just need to kind of like roar, just like, it's okay, go for it. And I just share a voice note or we hop on a call and she or he is there for me. And that's very special, very precious. So have an outlet that is healthy for your emotion, but then always go back at the center point of your fractal. Observe your human evolving and say, human, how can you stay connected to your own heart? How can you stay connected to the ones you love? Because, you know, we all evolve. And now, and in the next few years, things are going to happen at an accelerated rate. We all know that. It's been confirmed again and again, and we can see it happening. So, of course, people around you are going to also experience all sorts of feelings. You are here to be the force, the powerful, amazing guiding light that you came here to be. And you are here to be that guiding light by leading the way of leading yourself. We are all here to step up and amplify our leadership. It is very important at the moment. We amplify our leadership, connecting to others, not by creating separation and judging them, but by leading by example. You want to create all of this separation, this aggression, this like, let's ostracize. I'm going to do the opposite. I'm going to bring people in. I'm going to connect. A lot of spiritual people find it really weird that I can live where I live and I can do some activities like going out at house music where people take a lot of drugs and alcohol and be untouched. I know that it is part of my coding because I am here to create this really broad connection. I can take in, I'm an angel. My frequency is so pure and so crystalline that no one can damage it. And I don't say that from an ego, like a high distorted ego. I say that from my inner knowing. My soul knows. My soul is unbreakable, unshakable. So of course I can hang out everywhere. Of course I don't get depleted of energy. Saying that, I also have all of my rituals and routines that I do not every day, but often to replenish my batteries. And when I need to stay by myself, I also stay by myself because I'm very introverted. I'm like half introvert, half extrovert. So you are here to bridge this being traumatized by awakening to what's really going on in the world and feeling so lonely, feeling so misunderstood by your inner circle, to wanting to reject them or to judge them and judge all the other people around. You are called to bridge from that place, to step on the bridge, to continue on the 4D bridge of ascension, to reach the fifth dimensional frequency of heart opening through leadership, leading by example. Be the guiding light. Look at the way you carry yourself. How do you speak about other people? You know, like, do you call other people like pure blood or like not pure blood or like muggles? Sometimes I say that it's in a funny way, but still, you know, I can kind of watch myself. Sheeps, robots, the dormant ones, the dense ones, the heavy ones, the low realm ones. How do you connect to the language that you use to talk about what's going on in the world? What do you do to stay in your light, to stay in your truth, to keep connecting with your own multidimensionality, with the truth of who you are? Continue doing that. Increase your joy, increase your freedom, increase your abundance, increase your purpose, increase everything that you are. Amplify your frequency, because you will become the guiding light that your family, that your community is looking for. And it's not going to be from, I know so much, you know, I had this awakening and, you know, now I cannot go anywhere without my crystals, you know. It's like, don't be that person. Be the person that says, I love my life so much and I love sharing my life with you. And, oh, you are asking me why I am so happy even though the world is crazy. Well, if you are open to this, I can share with you what I do. I do actually love carrying crystals, but it's not all, you know. I also love connecting with my heart, and I breathe from my heart, and then you share whatever you do that keeps you going, that makes you happy. Because you are doing it, people want to know how you do it. Often people ask me, how can I look so young? This is when I would go out in non-spiritual circles. They're really curious. They find my tattoos and it's like, oh, what does this mean? You know, why do you have this? And so I share. I was like, oh, that's different. But I just share, you know, like, it's the golden phoenix. It's one of my guides and I love this. And it's the flower of life and it means this for me. And this is what I share. And when people ask me, oh, why, like, oh, you look so young for your age, blah, blah, blah. It's like, oh, it's because, you know, like, I eat this way and I stay happy. And sometimes I was like, yeah, sure. And I say, like, yeah, no, actually, this is, you know, if you hang out with me, you will get to notice that this is who I am. And if they want to keep on having my vibe, they will keep on coming. And some ask questions, some don't. I'm not there to convert them. I'm there to dance with them and have a great time, you know? So there's no, like, manipulation around the frequency of connection, not at all. I'm just always myself in whatever environment I'm into. If people are interested to know more, they can go on my social, they can learn, you know, through these transmissions, and they can receive more from me. So be you unapologetically. Open your heart and realize that the code of connection is a primal code. Primal code means that this code needs to be activated at the highest for really living heaven on earth. We have freedom, abundance, love, and connection. connection is understanding how to move from codependency and also rejection, like ostracizing ourselves, cutting ourselves from society, to true connection, realizing that we do actually need one another. And it is not from a needy codependent place, but it is that to know ourselves, we need to have people around to experience our emotions, to share our reality with. So many people are desperately lonely, even if they are married, in partnership, if they have children or friends, they feel desperately lonely because the code of connection is not fully activated through conscious communication, through sharing deep, meaningful moment, through having like heart-to-heart connection. A lot of people are afraid of showing their weaknesses to others because what does it say about them? We were raised, for many of us, we were raised in a like Western society where we need to be able to do everything on our own. And I was very much that woman, you know. After I divorced, I was like, I need it actually. I needed to do everything on my own. And I still do. I'm still on my own with kids and like a fast growing ministry, my business. But I'm coming from a completely different place now. I have many people that help me. I have my community that help me. I have assistants. I have my high council. And I have friends also that support me on personal level. And so it's been really a humbling journey into realizing that we need deep connection with other people. And yes, maybe our partner is not spiritual and doesn't understand anything, but our partner can give us, you know, sensuality, amazing sex. It can give us like deep, meaningful conversation or just even like fun memories about, you know, like how I was 10 years ago, what we went through with a partner. We can dream about the future, where we want to go and travel. We have intimacy, we have closeness. So we could have some spiritual friend that we connect with. We can also have that girlfriend who loves shopping. And when we want to go shopping with her. And we might watch a silly movie. We can have a wine. There's nothing spiritual about that. But we feel so good after. We feel so relaxed. So not all our friends need to have all the rules. And please observe yourself. Every time you want to ostracize yourself from your circle, from your community, take a moment, create space in your life. Journal. Journaling is very, very revealing because it taps into the subconscious and you can extract a lot of outdated programmings from there. Right? I feel like I want to cut myself off all of these people because of blah, 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 blah. And maybe you can take a week off from everyone, you know, like at times I just love being by myself for days onward and see no one. That is not ostracizing myself, that is replenishing my batteries. I see these couples, not judgment, observation. They don't do anything without one another and they have to ask permission for everything. Well, I used to be a bit like that. But then if like one of them wants to have just a weekend by themselves, or like a week by myself, or a week with their girlfriend. It's like, oh, it's such a big thing. It's like, what the hell? It's like, are you a free sovereign being or what? You know, I would ask a friend to do something. Oh, I need to ask for permission to my partner. I was like, oh, ask for permission. Please watch your language, girlfriend. You might share because, of course, you share a calendar, you share kids. So I understand that, you know, you might have conflicting agendas. But if you want to do it, fuck yeah, like you come. Like he does not need to give you permission. Thank you very much. So really observe how you carry yourself in relationship. If you feel codependency, write about that, work through that. How can you reclaim more of your sovereignty? And I know that this is going to, you know, like triggers a lot of people, this transmission, because I know that most of us, we have relationship like that. We bond through trauma, we bond through suffering, we bond through guilt. Oh, I cannot leave him, I cannot leave her because of blah, blah, blah. As soon as you hear yourself say this, you realize that it is guilt and that it is toxic. That is unacceptable. We don't stay friends, we don't stay in a relationship out of guilt. We don't stay out of like fantasy or regrets, you know, like, oh, she's gonna change. I regret this time that we had together like 15 years ago before the kids. 15 years ago, wake up, for goodness sakes, never gonna come back. Or living in fantasy, oh, you know, but that friend or that partner, she or he has so much potential. Flash news, every single human on the planet has huge potential. Why? Because we are infinite multidimensional beings. So yes, of course, all of us have amazing potential to become that amazing person. You might tap into that potential for them. But first of all, if they don't tap into it, and then second of all, if they don't actually activate it and embody that, they are not that version. We are not to be there with people that, oh, have an amazing potential, that is depleting our energy, that is living in fantasy land. There is a very big difference between activating timelines of heaven on earth and living in fantasy land, which is keeping us completely in the cycle of suffering. We just need to see what the actions of the people around us are. Action speaks a thousand words. And I know it can be painful. And I had to swallow that pill again recently. I met this amazing guy and I thought, oh my God, this guy, he could be the guy, you know, there's so much potential. But then actions, well, like near zero. Very little actions for all of these reasons. I was like, to start with, for like a few days and weeks, I was like, oh, it's because of this, and that. I voiced my needs. I voiced what I wanted to receive. Never happened. I'm not here to wait for someone to tap into their potential and see the vision that I have for us. If it does not happen, thank you very much. I will continue being happy by myself, and the one that is ready to show up for me will. And it is the same with friends. It is the same with my family members, you know? And each relationship is different because we place different expectations on different relationships. So check your expectations, check reality. So it's like really discernment. Be very clear on what it is that you are looking for in relationship and review your relationship, review connection with people, practicing the space, so the compassion. We cannot change anyone. No one changes anyone. People get inspired to rise up to their potential because they see us rising up to our own potential and they want the same energy for themselves. And so when they open the field and they ask questions, then we can share with them. We're not here to coach them or push people or anything like that. It does not work. And if anything, it turns them away. Oh, thank you so much for your words. Thank you, Dana. You're laying down the truth and rain. I love doing this work because I can be outrageous. Love and light, compassion for all. No, but I share that because I'm also, you know, experiencing this, you know. I'm also experiencing this. Everything that I share, I'm experiencing. I'm always very transparent about that. I don't speak here from like a guru place. No, thank you very much. I try all the time to break that pedestal down because there is no pedestal. We are all equals. It's only that through what I receive, I am placed into situations where I'm like, okay, so universe is kind of testing me. It's always doing that, you know, to all of us. It's like, oh, she's having this big awakening. Okay, great. So now it's the experience. How is she going to handle herself? And then fail miserably. Second time, fail miserably. And sometimes it takes 10 times until we can find it. Oh, this is how I have to change. This is why it's happening to me still. I thought I had done all the healing, Sandrine, and it's still happening. This is why Quantum Awakening Wave is so potent. And I want also to invite you to watch the previous episodes from the beginning if you haven't done so, because every episode is packed with channeled wisdom, with many tips and tricks on how to handle yourself as you experience more of your awakening and as you're witnessing more your own power coming to life and you're wondering what to do with it. You will be very happy to know that next week you are invited to join my free global event called The Courage to Lead. So next week, we will not have Quantum Awakening Wave because the time will be allocated to share these global events. It is free. You will love coming. We are just tweaking the last bits on the landing page after the replay is posted on YouTube. Hopefully tomorrow, we will place the link here. I will also send it to my mailing list. So check for emails from me in the next 2 days because you will receive that email. You will be able to sign up for The Courage to Lead. It is for you. If you want to understand how to amplify your leadership to become a beacon of light for your family, for your community, for your tribe, it does not matter if you have a big business or anything like that. What matters is that you know that you are a mission soul, you know that you are here to help, and you want to do it because you love your other people, you love the planet, and you believe in humanity. You believe that we're going to make it. So this event, The Courage to Lead, is going to activate 4 pillars. These 4 pillars are going to help you ground your leadership down. For example, one of them is called being seen and being heard. So many of us, we have been traumatized in this life or past lives because we shared our truth. This event will help you recalibrate around that. Let me check here because I think I have some notes somewhere. I want to share with you already the other. Because you are here live, so you can have the first state of what it's going to be. Another of this pillar is talking about fear portal and limitations. When we feel these fears and these limitations around courageous leadership, how can we move through that? How can we alchemize that? And you will be able to do that with the template of leadership, but also with every template in your life. Relationships, love, health, that's going to be a very strong pillar, this one. Another pillar is going to be about finding new inner resources. How do we find more resources? Are they present already? How do we activate them? For example, if you see me here and you're like, I want more of that energy, but I also want to have this confidence in public speaking. This event is great for that because I have very strongly anchored confidence in terms of speaking like this socially and at events and so on. I was never scared. It was one of the things that I loved doing since I was little was public speaking. It feeds me, it activates me. So we talk about finding new inner resources. It can also be new inner resources in terms of energy because a lot of us, we feel depleted of energy, but we wish we had more energy. So we'll talk a little bit about that dynamic there. What's really going on when we are depleted of energy, when we feel that have no resources, like they can be financial resources, they can be networking resources. What happens? How do we step into higher leadership when we feel that we are really restricted in terms of resources? I will share about that. Then, as I have said, we will go deep into being fully seen and heard, activating throat chakra as well, increasing magnetism and presence. And then the last one, reclaiming freedom, ultimate freedom. What is it truly to live as a free being, as a leader who is so free that the vision of the path ahead becomes crystalline clear, and we feel all of the inner resources that we have activated, the ability to be fully seen and heard, and we feel the limitations, we feel the fear portal, but the freedom that we have present within our heart, the freedom that we want to access for ourselves and for our people, they could be our family, our community, or bigger tribes, how that everything gets interwoven into accessing great, courageous leadership as a free, sovereign, divine being. This event is going to be revolutionary. Of course, there will be an activation with cosmic surgery. This event will not bring anything in your field. It is not like receiving plant medicine, Reiki, or new technologies. There's nothing wrong with that. All of that is great, but I'm just mentioning the difference. The difference here, and this is generally speaking the work that we do not bring anything from the outside. We work with your own multidimensional soul for you to access what is already present. That is, for me, the highest way to work for spiritual evolution, because it is organic. It is already present. It is already there. It is deeply empowering, and it is the best way to create sovereign freedom, because you don't rely on anything or on anyone else. So me and my High Council, we are kind of like a door, if you want. We are a door. We open the door. You step through the door, and as you are here, you are bathed in so much love, so much light, so much compassion, so much energy that you can, if you wish, if your soul says yes, if your human is ready, you can access more of your own light, more of your own love, more of your own power. So there is no invasion in your field. There is no codependency between us. Okay? So this event is going to be happening next week on Sunday Pacific time. It will be earlier. It will be at 2 p.m. Pacific, 2 p.m. to 4 p.m. Pacific time next Sunday. So it means that on Monday, New Zealand time, it's 11. Australian time, it's 9 a.m. Okay? It will be 2 hours. I would love to see you there. It will be very powerful. And bring your friends along. The better, the merrier. Because, you know, like this kind of event brings community together, right? So if you know that some people would like that, they are already, you know, leading, or they're interested in stepping more into leadership, you know, you can share this event with them, because I'm sure that they would love to join. And then after you watch together, then you can bounce ideas back and say, like, you know, can be a bit accountable. Okay, what steps are you taking following this masterclass? It's so exciting. It's going to be so wonderful. So let me know, please, before we finish, if you have any questions regarding today. If you have any takeaways, write your biggest takeaways here to really ground that down. For me, I just want to share the main point. It's that when we wake up, we can be horrified to notice, to witness how many people around us are sleeping. It's a shock. Then we can feel frustrated about that. We want to shake them up. We want to change them. We want to force them to also wake up like us. And because they don't, then we can start disliking them. We might want to separate from them. We might even want to ostracize ourselves far away. And none of that might be aligned. Sometimes it is. It is when we take time. So what we need to happen for this process to be a process of high frequency that is beneficial for ourselves, it is to take time to witness all of that, to acknowledge that, to say, this is how I'm feeling, and it's okay to feel like this. I'm not changing anything like that, but what does my human need right now to be able to express emotions in a healthy way and to be able to ground into this new reality where I know that I want to have high level conversation, high level connections with the people around me. And I often share questions like that, and I don't have the answers, and I just let these questions be for a while. It can be a few days, few weeks, few months. And all that I do is that I hold myself through whatever is happening to be kind, compassionate, but also to have very strong boundaries, very strong, healthy boundaries. So then there might be adjustment in your relationship. Maybe indeed some relationships will just need to go. You might also like to, and I encourage you to do that, activate a new relationship, because maybe all of a sudden you have this new group of friends that you met online. Like here, for example, you know, all of us watching, you can chat, you know, you can find each other on Facebook, you can find each other on YouTube, and you can create communities like that. And maybe because you have a bunch of friends like that online, then maybe handling the sleeping people around you is not going to be a big deal any longer, because you have that outlet somewhere. Okay. And lastly, you will realize that the need for space is a valid need. It doesn't mean that you need to cut everyone off your life, you know, in the next few weeks or months. It might mean that you might just need a weekend off, like two nights on your own, little cabin in the woods. That might be enough. You might need more than that. And it is for you to create what's possible. It might just be like a day of reading a book, going for a spa, going for a hike by yourself, and just communicating that to your loved ones. I love you so much, and I will be able to communicate that love even more when I have had space for myself, when I have replenished my batteries. And of course, you know, when you come from a loving angle and you share that with your loved ones, you'll be like, go. And if they don't, that's the other conversation. Oh, thank you very much. Oh, thank you, Edda. Sounds spectacular. I'll definitely be there. Thank you very much, Edda. Make sure that you are part of my mailing list so you do receive your invitation to be part of my mailing list. You can simply go on my website, sendrains.com. There is a free meditation there to receive the newsletter. So you click to receive the newsletter, and as a gift, you receive free meditation for Soul Blueprint. So visit sendrains.com. Make sure that you're part of the mailing list and look for that email in the next few days. I'm also excited to be there. Thank you. Let's check out the takeaway. So grateful for you confirming a lot I've been experiencing. That makes me so happy. Thank you. I know we are all in the same boat. We are the wave. You know, we are awakening. We are arising all together. And knowing that we all feel the same way is so healing. It's like, oh my God, I'm not the crazy one out there. All of us feel the same way. And again, thank you, Harmony. I love this. Yes, you have mentioned this before, how synchronistic the information I share is with what you're thinking and going through. I'm so happy. We definitely connected. Thank you, Harmony. Another here takeaway for me, like, I can worry less now. Yes, let's worry less. Thank you, Dana. Your message I received. Yes, I agree. So timely and just what we need to hear. Thank you, Sandrine. Thank you, Dana. Thank you, Mia. Thank you, Edda. Thank you, Harmony and everyone else. TDH, you are here every week as well. Thank you very much. I'm not sure of your name. You said TDH, but thank you so much. 100%. I will honor that 100 by showing it. Thank you. So next week, I will see you at my global event, The Courage to Lead. And I'm excited because there will be this beautiful activation and all the things for you. Lots of love. Keep shining bright, because the world is better when you are shining unapologetically in it. Be the light and be the leader. See you next time. We hope you enjoyed this transmission. Please share it around with your friends. As you do so, you weave webs of divine light around the planet. Together we rise, creating a new golden age of miracles. We were born free. Reclaim the power within.